Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay.
And his co-host, Trey.
Y'all, thank you for joining us for Free Fall Friday, another great show. We got a lot of things we want to talk about today. Today is the day where we just let loose and we talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. You got something you want to talk about today?
Let me think on it.
She got to think on it, y'all. Y'all know I talk all the time, so.
Yeah, that's why. Think about what I need to talk about.
But we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, anything that we want to talk about. 515-602-9653. I really hope that you guys, I am going to play a special clip. Well, I ain't going to say special, but I'm going to play an interesting clip. It has something to do with, you know, religious overtones, just to get your thoughts and your opinions on it. And I got a couple of questions that I want to pose, you know, just to see if I can get a female perspective on things. Because sometimes we, as men, we think differently. Well, I know we think differently.
Very.
You didn't have to say very like that,
okay.
But
we do
think differently than you guys do. And one of the most contrasting things I think is what happens in a barbershop versus a hair salon. And I think that's absolutely, it's funny because we were at the barbershop last week and there was one lady in there with her husband. And I watched her the whole time we were in there and we talked really stupid that day in the barbershop. I mean, it was not an educational thing that come out of anybody's mouth, nothing backed by facts. Everybody was just talking outside their neck like they knew what they was talking about. And she was sitting there and I was watching her. And she was just like shaking her head like, look at these dudes here. And when she was getting ready to leave, I asked her, I said, I bet you just seen a bunch of buffoonery that doesn't go on in the hair salon, don't you? Didn't you? And she was like, well, yeah. She was like, yeah. And then she told her husband to come on. And, he was looking at me like, man, you just got me a whooping. And that's how he was looking at me like, man, I'm going to get a whooping fooling with you over here talking about what we talk about in barbershop. We couldn't really talk about what we wanted to, but some barbers were. And I thought that was interesting in itself. And I know y'all don't talk about crazy stuff at the hair salon, do you?
According to the salon, I think.
What do you mean?
So
if you go to a salon where there's not a lot of older people,
yeah.
Y'all talk about plants and stuff like that, right?
I think we don't talk about plants, but, I mean, we're not talking about anything crazy.
Yeah. Hey, the Lord, you see them new cantaloupe trees y'all getting out at Lowe's this year?
No, it's not like that. I mean, we watch the TV. We do talk about what's going on in your life. The hairstylist talks, you know, she listens to what's going on.
Oh, so y'all get up in there and y'all be talking about, yeah, my husband, boy, I tell you what, get on my nerves sitting up there.
No.
Feet all ashy.
No. I don't think I've ever talked about you at the hair salon. No, I'm serious. I mean, I talk about, you know, Kadir and his show and or the gift and his show and... Most of the time, I'm talking about work, and then...
Work?
Yeah, and then she talks about things that are going on with...
Yeah, but I know you, like, when you come, you be like, Moab is Josephine, got the flyest shoes I ever seen. What's the name? Yeah, she got the flyest shoes I ever seen. And
I deal with what she wears. Every time I come in there, she has on a new pair of Nike shops.
And then you be looking at me crooked mouth. And I'm like, yo, I'll be like, you want to go get sneakers? I get you some sneakers. And you be like, nah.
I don't want to dip into your haircut money.
What?
What?
Yeah, haircuts are outrageous right now. But you don't be dipping in no haircut money. What are you talking about?
Y'all, don't
listen to that. Don't listen to that. If anybody be getting expensive hairdos,
you are.
Look at her and look at me. I look like I ain't had a haircut in 3 months.
You're going tomorrow to get your haircut.
You ain't supposed to tell everybody that.
No, you're not gonna try to put me out here like I done spent a whole lot of money.
Yeah, but you be complaining about how long we stay in the barbershop versus what you do.
Well, it's three of y'all to go. I mean, I can't say anything.
Yeah, you should give us some slack.
I will. Okay.
You be up in Ms. Josephine, y'all be having a good old time just talking about people. And y'all probably have like hors d'oeuvres and stuff.
No.
Or Orvy Dorvies, like like Cole say, Orvy Dorvies.
Oh, gosh. No, don't.
Y'all probably having a good old time up there.
You know, she makes sure she moves my customers. You don't want you sitting there waiting.
I can see that. We're so, men and women are so different, but we cannot do one thing without each other, which is just so, it makes you think how perfect God is to create complete opposites that are really, they have to be one. And all the pieces you don't have, I have. All the pieces I don't have, you have. And I just think that that's absolutely amazing. And I don't even know how you could not acknowledge God. But anyhow, I've over-talked myself in this first opening. Number to call is 515-602-9653.
The number to call is 515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely listening to Live in the Day
with Trey and Jay.
When I look into your eyes, a big part of me, my baby. There's no mistake that I can find. I must be colorblind in your laser eye. Love makes a mess, make me wanna know, oh, oh, if you are ready for the show. I bet you now I disappear. I'll wipe away all your tears if you love me. Yeah, yeah. Then we'll have some children. Never once
will I intend to ever make you sad? This is what I do, baby. Wanna raise a family with
my girl. Come to my world. You're so meant to me. I want you for my queen. Your love is needed, your touch. After all, I choose to fall for my beautiful, beautiful voice.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. For those of you who are just now joining us, I should open up some of the other chats so you can see what some of the other people are saying. We'll do that in a minute. Welcome back to the show.
Free for all Friday,
guys.
Come
and
on, y'all. Call
I
me
told
in.
You that we were going to be making some changes to the show. And one of the main changes that I knew we had to make was to bring my wife on as co-host, permanent co-host of the show. There'll be some times where she'll run the show by herself. But you can do it. You can do it. But she will be the permanent co-host of the show. I think that it's a good element that we give both of our views come to some of the situations, some of the things that we talk about, because sometimes I know you guys get tired of hearing my mouth sometimes. And you were going to say something.
I wasn't.
You're going to say, yeah, yeah. I was waiting on you to shake your head. Was like, yeah, yeah.
I was about to shake it.
But yeah, I know you was because I felt it. I felt it. I felt you was getting ready to shake it.
Okay.
But, you know, it's good to get, you know, two views of a situation that we talk about, because we talk about a lot of sticky situations sometime on the show. Especially when it comes to community involvement, police brutality, relationships. Now I can really talk about relationships and can talk about what we see each other in each other's eyes when we deal with relationships with other people. And sometimes we, you know, talk a little bit about how we handle things in our relationship. I don't tell you how abused I am, but we'll talk about that on another show.
You are not.
When I can get somebody on here that can talk to me about, you know, all the things I go through in life.
Okay. Oh, you put that out there. I got you.
They know I'm kidding.
I hope so.
Y'all better not go spread no rumors on me. I ain't crazy. I know I ain't crazy, and I know I ain't being in the corner or nothing, getting beat up. And then it happens. It happens.
Yes, I know.
There's some men out there to be getting towed out the frame.
I know.
And you know, no. And I know I'm not. And I know that, you know, we have a very, very, very beautiful relationship. And I thank God for it each and every day. Mm-hmm. So Free Fall Friday, y'all. Number to call 515-602-9653. I'm going to play a clip, and I want to know what you think about this clip. You know, I always play clips from Steve Harvey because, as I said before, I think that God talks through people. And I think that God is definitely talking through this man. And I think that, you know, a lot of the things he says makes perfect sense. But I'm going to probably chop this clip up a little bit because I want to talk about certain things in it. And we'll keep on going. But like I say, please call in. If not, you know, it's cool. We're going to keep on going with the show. Free Fall Friday. So this is the clip from Steve Harvey's show, courtesy of the official Steve Harvey page on YouTube TV.
Now, Albert Einstein had a quote. He said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's...
What's up, D?
This is important information. But let me tell you where Albert Einstein got that paraphrase from. He got it out the Bible because it's actually a scripture. But it's a scripture that's never explained to you the right way. When I learned it, it changed my life. That's a scripture that you've all heard. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. All faith is, really, the substance of it is just what you hope for. That's all faith is. It's just real hard hoping. You know, when you was little, you said, I hope I get a bike for Christmas. And you went out there one year, the bike was under the tree.
I got that bike.
You remember when you said, you hope you graduate? And you mess around and got a diploma.
Yeah.
Then you remember when you said you hope you get a job and you mess around and you got a job? Huh? At one point in time, the older you get, it's got to start clicking in. That faith is really the substance of things hoped for. That if you hope hard enough, one day you ought to get smart and turn all that hoping into belief. And what is belief? Nothing but faith. And what is faith? Faith is a belief in things that you cannot see. When you ain't seen no way you was going to get a job.
Yeah.
He got you one, didn't he?
Yeah.
When you ain't seen no way you was going to get that bike, he got you one, didn't he? When you ain't think you was going to graduate, you graduated, didn't you?
Mm.
That's because God was turning your hopes into faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's the beginning of it.
Mm.
Now, hit a kicker. This is the part you got to get. And the evidence of things not seen. Uh-oh. See, this was the part you got to get. The evidence of things not seen. Remember I told you that imagination is everything?
Yes.
It's a preview of life's coming attraction. Man, do you know, now let me tell you the problem with your imagination. The problem with your imagination is you tell it to the wrong people.
To the wrong people.
If you want to kill a big dream, tell it to a small-minded person.
Mm.
Do you know how many times God has showed you something in your imagination that you knew was just for you? You were so excited when it came to you, you shared it with your family and friends. You know what they did? They shot it down. You know why they shot it down? Because they couldn't see it. You know why they couldn't see it? Because God didn't show it to them. He showed it to you. He showed you the evidence of things not seen. See, they might love you, but they don't know what God's going to do for you. My teacher thought she was sparing me. Take your stupid self up there and try to audition for TV with this stuttering problem. She thought she was saving me.
Mm.
She might have even meant well. She didn't know, though. See, your mama them, your cousin them, your friends, they don't know. So you got to be careful when you share your imagination with small-minded people.
Yes.
Nobody else can see your imagination but you. But see, it ain't just you imagining stuff. It's your God showing you a preview of a coming attraction that he has for you.
That was Steve Harvey, courtesy of the official Steve Harvey Show on YouTube. I don't know if he could have said that any better. I can't tell you. What about you? Have you ever had anybody shoot any of your dreams down?
Mm-hmm.
Any of your people you thought were your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Did they do it to your face or did they do it behind your back?
I would say they did it behind my back.
Yeah. 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 I got one now who's just being shady McFady and just wants to be in my face like they are a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not. All they do is try to find slick ways to say things to make you feel a certain way about your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand people like that. I don't understand people. I think people like that are absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, how do you not be happy for someone who is exploring something new for their soul, for them, for their life, for their family? How do you not be happy for people like that?
And then when a smile in your face and make you think they're behind you.
Yeah.
When they're not.
I'm gonna tell you something. You know, I am really, really strong when it comes to the support of my children. And I'm gonna tell you with the gift these last 6 months, just dealing with people around him. I don't understand people. I don't understand people who say they for you and then turn around and talk about you. I don't understand people who say they're going to ride with you, and then when it gets rocky, they bounce. I don't understand those people. And, I mean, I'm trying to be patient with a lot of people, and I'm trying to be understanding in the way people think, because everyone don't think like me. Everyone don't think like you. We know that. But when you start getting people who are being conniving and sneaky on purpose, and then I don't know, and then they put on this royal front like they so down with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. I think, like friends, I keep friends' birthdays, this, that, and other. I keep them in mind. And I make sure that when their birthdays come around, they call or I call or I send them a text and tell them happy birthday or whatever the case may be. Let them know that, hey, you know, I think about you.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you have a friend that don't acknowledge your birthday? How do you have a friend that don't acknowledge a win for you in life? And I just go back to what Harvey told that lady on the clip yesterday. You just got to realize they ain't your friend. They're not your friend. No matter how much they tell you they love you or how much they tell you they down for you, they're not your friend.
So should you continue to use your time to be patient for them?
Nah, I'm done being patient. I'm done. I'm done being patient.
Say that.
I've been trying to be patient. Yeah, I'm done being patient.
The time is...
I told my kids today, time is something you can't get back.
Right.
And I am not going to waste my time waiting on somebody to acknowledge me or waste my time dealing with someone who is a fair weather friend or only when they need me. I'm not doing that no more.
Hmm.
I'm not doing that no more. Either you take me as I am, like I have you, or you just don't deal with me no more. And that's fine. That's fine. You don't call me on my birthday, then that's fine. You go on about your business. I go on about my business. I am going to keep excelling because that's what I want to do, is continue to grow, because I can't push my children to grow if I'm not growing or at least attempting to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But what we not going to do, we're not going to kiss nobody's behind. Trust me, babe, there are going to be people who are going to have something to say about me and you doing this show together. And they're probably doing it now. But those would be the very same people that when you see, smile in your face. Mm-hmm. Those are hard lessons to learn in life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really hate that my child, both of them, will probably be faced with, well, you know, Elijah already was faced with that.
Yeah, and that's hard as a parent.
To watch your child go through that.
But it's something that they need to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what to look for, you know, what to watch out for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, I didn't care about that. I didn't care about who liked me.
Yeah.
I didn't care about who was for me. I didn't care about that. I was just happy-go-lucky and going about my business. If you didn't like me, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. If you had something to say about me, oh, well. Like they say, I'm rubber, you're glue. What bounces off me sticks to you.
Yeah.
Is that what we used to say?
Yeah.
We used to say that.
Okay.
I don't know how I still remember that. And there's another one we used to say, too. It's real crazy. What was that? I can't remember it right now. I will in a minute.
Oh, God. Because
I think I said it to you before.
Uh-huh.
But those were times where we didn't care. We didn't care what people who claimed to be your friends were doing. But now, and I think now it's because the word friend means much more than it did when we were growing up, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The word friend now means you have someone who is saying they have your back unequivocally. Mm-hmm. They have your back and that they're going to be there for you.
Does social media play in that?
Yes. Yes. I think social media plays a huge role in it because people have to have a persona. People have to have they have to keep up a certain character on Facebook. Guys, I promise you, the dude you see right now on this screen and on this show you hear is the same dude you're going to see and hear in person. I do not put up fronts for no one. I am the same dude. Either you like me or you don't. She is the same woman. Either you like her or not.
Yeah.
What you see on this show is what you get. She kind of be all shy and stuff now. But
I'm just getting acclimated.
Mm-hmm.
Get some new
position. Listen to her. We ain't even read your resume yet.
It's good. Anyway.
But yes, Facebook. Not specifically Facebook, all social media.
Mm-hmm.
It has played a huge role in how people deal with each other now because you got some people who utilize social media the way it should be. They market. They talk about their business, their kids, their family. They celebrate life. And then you got some who lurks and shady, yep, shady undercover. They lurk and they want to, you see what such and such put on Facebook last night. I can't tell you how many times I heard that.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times somebody has come up to me and said, well, they said they seen you on Facebook last night. You put this. And I'm like, yeah, I did. So what?
It's a birthday. Facebook does let me remember such and such as a birthday.
Mm-hmm, it does.
I do send a message to them.
But, okay, in saying that, when someone you know don't reach out to you on your birthday and they're on Facebook, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel, I ain't going to say bad, but it just makes me like, wow.
Right. Mm. Right, because they get the same message you get.
Okay.
I know on Facebook they get the same message of who in their list birthday is that day.
I guess I could do better, though. Where did we...
No, why my glasses are crooked? You set up my glasses.
Lord.
Okay.
We used to call people all the time. I guess, yeah, because before these new phones came.
Yeah.
You know, like we were talking the other night, the phone was on the wall when we were talking to the boys.
Yeah, yeah. But, hey, I call people.
I know you do, but I'm now.
Now, when me and my homie, when me and Bernard get on the phone.
Yeah, I know. I'll go back. Y'all talk about the same stories each and every time.
We do not. Don't.
Yes,
y'all don't listen to that. We don't talk about no same story.
Talk about the same stories. Go showing up, what they did. Yeah, the same story. And but I think it's beautiful though that you can get on the phone with him and y'all just come. Well, I mean, y'all start out conversating about something and then it goes into you. Remember when such and such did it? Remember when we ran and did that? Remember when we was back in the woods running around?
No.
I mean, I think...
We're not talking about the same thing over and over. We talk about different stuff, y'all.
We talk about the same story.
No, we talk about different stuff.
Okay, y'all bring them in.
We talk about different stuff.
But, I mean, y'all talk, though. Y'all sit and have a real one-hour conversation on the phone.
What about you and your homegirl? So what are you doing tonight? What are you getting into? What? I'm like, why is she got to sound like that when she call you?
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Hey, are you busy?
We talk
crap.
All day. Oh, my God. I'm not.
Are we crooked?
Yes, we are.
Sorry, y'all. Didn't mean to be crooked. Yes,
it is.
It's very different than when you call someone then on the internet. But I think, you know, a lot of times people hide behind the internet too, because you got a lot of Facebook, you got Facebook superstars, you got Facebook heroes, you got Facebook bullies, and you just got people who just, I don't know, I guess that's their security is social media. And they get on social media, it's a whole different type of vibe from them. And then when you see them out in the streets, it's like...
Is Instagram better?
No, it's the same.
Same? Okay.
It's the same.
So you see them out in the streets and what?
And it's like they don't want to talk to you, or are you like, where your gold teeth at? Or...
What? On Facebook, you had them on.
I thought you had them on here. You get off Facebook, you be look like Annalise Keaton on How to Get Away with Murder when she took off her wig.
Don't make me have to call Crystal.
She took off her wig. Boy, I said, good God of mercy.
I don't talk about people that wear wigs.
Hey, that was my favorite show, though.
I know.
I don't care. But people with wigs, I don't care. Y'all can have wigs. Y'all can have wigs. If I could wear a wig, I'd wear one too. But hey, but dudes are getting. Have you seen what dudes are getting?
Yes.
Dudes are getting hair. Y'all, I ain't doing this. Now dudes will go.
Said it was free for all.
Dudes will go and get hair. They get a hole cut, a circle cut in their head, and they will get the barber to put some glue or something in their head. And they will get a patch of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on their head and lay it down, and the barber would cut it, and it'd be wavy, and it looked just like their hair.
Yeah.
Now you think you get in a fight, and somebody knock you in the head, and your piece come out, your hair piece come out. You're going to be looking great, don't got beat up.
I mean, that's why you don't need to be getting in a fight.
You don't got beat up, then your little hair got a circle of...
you shouldn't be...
I seen some crazy stuff. And then I seen one time where some people are just rude as I don't know what. I seen some people had their kids. I guess they be bad in school or whatever. And they go get them a George Jefferson haircut. They take a little kid in the barbershop and they cut all this bald here and fade this out like he George Jefferson. Why you do your kid? That's just doing too much.
Because the behavior was...
They mama done that to them.
Not his mom, his father.
Had him a George Jefferson.
I ain't going to say it was a George Jefferson. He really cut his hair, and it was not a good haircut.
That's not good, man. What does that do to the kid's psyche?
Well, I agree with that, but I was just like, wow.
Now, listen, Ms. D, talking about what about the ones who wear toupees? That's what I'm talking about. They be putting the glue in it now. Oh, we passed that, Ms. D.
Yes.
We passed toupees. They wear straight hair that's glued to their head, and it looks just like their hair. Just like their hair. I get mad at my barber when I don't get no blackout stuff. I ain't doing that, though. I ain't doing that.
What, putting a piece? up there?
Nah.
So you're going to keep, never mind. No. You're going to have me monitor it? it's good.
Now who's driving that bus? Now who's driving that bus? If I start right here and all this is bald in the morning,
uh-huh.
and you can see my scalp,
uh-huh.
man, give me a bald head. Bald headed out.
You're just going to have to go to the barber shop. I'm not doing it anymore.
What?
Give me a fresh cut.
Oh, I'm not paying them $50 to cut my head bald.
So I'm going to have to do it.
Why you won't do it?
I'll do it. I have to take the scissors and... Oh, you're going to the barber shop anyway tomorrow. Never mind.
Just tell everybody, if somebody wants to beat me up, they know where I'm going to be. Just go to the barbershop. Jay going to be down there. Just whoop his tail when it comes. Just tell everybody
where
I'm going
to
be.
I don't know where you go to the barbershop at anyway.
Well, you know, people crazy. People go to every barbershop. Be looking in the window. Yeah, that's him in there. That's him. I'm going to get him when he come outside. Man, at the barbershop I went to last week, we were sitting in there, and they have this step. Where you step up and go in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to my man Dre. I was like, boy, I said, that step is a doozy, ain't it? He's like, yeah, man. He said, I hope nobody ever fall down that step. And I said, yeah, I know. So I'm leaving, and I missed the darn step. And I had to do like a Superman hop and about bust it.
Mm.
And Kadir's like, oh, Dad. And I look back at Dre. I don't think he seen me, but I bet you when I go in there tomorrow, he's going to be like, I seen you last week. I don't know what made me talk about that, but anyhow.
You made me forget what I was going to say. I had something on my mind.
About?
I don't know now.
Haircuts?
I don't think it's about haircuts. I'm going to have to.
Beauty salons?
No, I'm
going
to have to.
Well, hair salons. I don't like calling them beauty shops. Why do black people call them beauty shops?
I guess you go in and get your hair done.
No, but you're beautiful when you walk in. You don't have to. That's crazy because in black neighborhoods, they call hair salons beauty shops. But in the white community, they call them hair salons. So they're going to get their hair done, but why we can't say y'all going to get y'all hair done? Why is my wife going to the beauty shop? Like, beauty shop? My wife already beautiful. Why she got to go somewhere else to be beautiful? She going to the hair salon. That's how I say it. That's what I say. But I, you know,
I don't know how that changed or where that came from.
Yeah, that's some of those things as a culture that we haven't. Yeah, we hadn't got rid of. Like, how many times have you been talking to somebody? They'd be like, "Boy, I done told you 50-11 times." The hell, 50-11 times.
I don't know where that
5,011 or 511. I done told you 50-11 times. You know you ain't told nobody no 50-11 times nothing. Those are things that we do.
Yeah, you were talking about that lady sitting in the barbershop. I do not like going to the barbershop.
Why?
Sitting in there with y'all. I just don't. I guess it's, I feel like.
Every dude's looking at you?
I feel like people are, well, not people, but yes. I feel like all those men in there are staring at me and.
Well, it's okay. They can't have you, but they.
I'm not getting into that, but I don't know. I guess because when I was younger, I went with my brother and my father.
Mikey's go to the barbershop?
Yes. Yeah, calling out like that.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't know he went, like, sat in the barbershop.
I think my mom took him sometimes, and I know she felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Y'all don't ever let your mama cut your hair. Mm-mm. Unless she is like a barber.
Thank
y'all
you.
Let y'all mama cut y'all hair.
I don't think she ever tried to cut my, well, I can't remember if she ever tried to cut my
hair. I seen a kid that looked like he had a cereal bowl on his head and got a haircut. Somebody just went around the cereal bowl, cut his head. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, hey, see your head. My mom. I said, why? He said, to get a haircut. I said, what kind is it supposed to be? He said, a fade. I said, where is it fading at? Don't let your mama cut your hair, y'all.
Sometimes people got to do what they got to do.
Unless your mama is a barber, don't let her cut your hair.
Okay. Now, I will not try to touch the boy's hair.
If she going to cut it, tell her just cut it all the way low, all of it. Don't be trying to put no little designs on it, little hearts and stuff, none of that. Just nothing. Just cut it all the way down.
Okay.
I like the barbershop, though.
Okay. I don't know. The last time I went, though, maybe that's just something I got to let go of and just be. I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
Crowded in there, I'm like,
I have went past my time. I'm sorry. We got to take a break, and we'll come back.
It's Free for All Friday. The number to call is 515-602-9653. Come on, y'all. Call in.
Yes.
I'm waiting for you to say what you need to say. Get it off your chest. Let's go. We want to hear you.
Live in the day.
515-602-9653.
And Trey. I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here,
good job,
that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
I mean, really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got trees. We can cruise to the beach. If you're in the mules, tell me where you wanna be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angels. Me, I'm nervous. You let me. I won't harm you. We can't roll.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are tuned in with us. We really appreciate it. Real quick, let me take the time to thank all the people, all the cities that definitely support the show. Little Rock, Arkansas, Tallahassee, Chicago, Flint, Michigan, South Philly, New York, Macon, Georgia, Houston. Did I say Montgomery, Alabama? No, I didn't. Montgomery, Alabama, Denver, Colorado, Bakersfield, California, super duper duper. Shout out to you guys. Gastonia, I appreciate you guys for continuing to support the show. Tacoma, Washington, y'all please continue to support the show because that's what we do. We do this show for you. And it's getting ready to be really, really great content on the show. Now that I have included my wife as co-host, we got a lot of great things. Monday's show. You need to tune in to Monday's show. We have spiritual reader Shanika Marie, who is coming on the show, and she's going to give us like readings for the world as we know it right now. She's going to become a regular, and very interesting things that she has to say about the state of our world. So definitely you want to tune in to Monday's show. You also want to tune in to the show next week. I'm going to have another special guest on the show. I can't tell you yet till I get a confirmation, but this person is very well known, and you have seen them all over the news, and I hope that you are able to join us. And as I tell you, I've been telling you all week, go get your tickets for the Drele and the Gift show. It is at the Little Theater of Gastonia. And that will be September the 10th. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Show starts at 7. You guys will thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly be entertained. Now, before we left, or during the break, we talked to someone in the Facebook room, chat room, asking what their favorite TV shows were. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all, we're going to go over what we start watching now. And, y'all, this woman got me watching this show called Polyamory.
Ooh. I'm gonna say yes, I watch it, but you got me watching that. It is very interesting.
It is.
And oh my gosh, I cannot believe there are couples, married couples out here that follow this. What is it? I'm the one.
It's polyamorous. Living.
Polyamorous living. Guys.
Yes.
That's something that blow your mind.
I mean, it's like two and three couples living with each other, and they're all dealing with each other, having sex with each other, and
with each other having sex. And they get mad at one another, and oh my gosh.
But you know, the show is actually an older show. They don't even make it anymore. We just happened to come across it and just start watching it. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It will tweak your interest and keep you watching. It's very interesting how people's lifestyles are. Now, we're not here to judge.
No.
What you do is what you do.
I know we would never or could never do that.
Yeah, because I ain't trying to be like...
I'm not asking permission for... No, they were asking permission. They had to get permission.
Oh, to sleep with one another, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not... No.
Yeah, and I ain't trying to be like with no... I don't want no dudes.
And I'm not trying to find people. Never. Okay.
Yeah, it really strange. It is on Showtime. Yeah, it's on Showtime.
I just happened to wake up one morning and he was watching it, and I...
Oh, yeah. What is this?
Yes, I was like, wow, what's that? So I tuned in with him, and now I'm like, what happened to them? Did they ever, because it was a couple on there. one of the men, the married guy, made the lady, his wife, leave. And he was still with the girlfriend that they had pulled in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a question, I wanted to know what happened, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway.
And it was very interesting.
Yeah.
But have you noticed the shows now on TV, they all have a theme. And, you know, again, this is judgment free on my show. Well, our show.
Oh, my God. It's
our. Oh, don't. See. The next thing you're going to be wanting little flowers flashing when we talking and. Little
no.
stars and stuff, little
no.
Tweety birds flying.
Tweety birds, no. Okay.
There's a theme when it comes to some of the modern shows now. And I don't know what it says for our young people. But our young people, y'all, are just so open with the way they think. They're so open with how they accept other people's lifestyles. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's us old fogies who are stuck in our ways, who don't really understand.
Yeah, because we've had stuff back down from generation
yeah.
to generation.
Yeah, yes.
You don't do what you're not supposed to do. We didn't do that when we were growing up. And
yeah, old slave mentality.
And now these kids. In what did you call them? Self.
Man, I don't know. I don't, he says so many weird stuff.
Are they Generation X or Gen Z?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think they. Yeah, I think they are.
Well, anyway.
Well, I don't know, babe.
I don't think we passed down.
We ain't passed down nothing. We was taught.
Right.
Because they look at us like we crazy. They look at us like we're crazy. But, you know, it's a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't, there's no way that I could have ever, ever, ever been a slave. Never.
Okay.
They'd be like, don't you put James out there. He going to run. That boy is going to run. He going to run. And once I hit them woods, they wasn't catching me.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, uh-huh. Well, what do you mean, uh-huh?
Uh-huh. You probably not catching me. Uh-uh.
So you
I wouldn't
would,
have been out there.
Oh, well, I know you wouldn't have been out there.
Why you gotta look at me like?
Because you light skinned. You'd have been in house with the big man.
And that.
Yes,
okay.
But that's the mentality that's been passed down. Hey sis, that's the mentality that's been passed down.
Yes.
That we need to be divided because of our skin tone. And people accept that. People accept that. I've had people ask me a long time ago, long, 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 long time ago before we were married,
mm-hmm.
What's your preference, light skin or dark skin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what kind of question is that? I don't have no preference like that.
I was asked that.
Light skin or dark skin?
Light skin, dark skin, yes, and race.
Yeah. Two light skinned people don't just y'all don't click it.
Oh my.
You light skinned dudes,
you
yeah, it don't.
You cannot.
I'm kidding, y'all.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. Y'all like the dark brother.
I do.
You weren't supposed to agree to that. You weren't supposed to agree to that.
Well, you're my husband. Okay. Anyway.
But, yeah, there's no way I could have ever been a slave. They wasn't selling me nowhere. I wasn't picking no daggum cotton. I was not going to be out there barefoot with no shirt on. They not making me eat them the pig, none of that. I wouldn't been doing any of that. They'd have been like, yo, I can hear him now. Master, Mr. Smith talking to one of his other slave owner buddies. Mr. Smith, I tell you, that James, you're going to have to do something with him. Because he is one hard-headed Negro. He will not go out there and pick cotton like everybody tells him to. He will not do it. I don't know. I tried to give him apples. I tried to, tried to give him some watermelon.
I can't wait till the...
And that joker, what'd he do? He take the watermelon and take off running. I had to go and chase him all the way to the general store, and he's sitting up there on the bench like he waiting on the bus.
Will you...
Because I'll tell y'all, just nobody would want to work with me out in the field. And I'm like, nah, don't put us near him because he's going to start talking to everybody in the running. As soon as I get out there, I'll be like, hey, Samuel, are you staying today? I'm like, what about you, Moses? Well, you know, they gave all of us biblical names. Moses, what you doing? I don't know, man. Josiah over there, he talking about he's scared. I'll be like, well, you let Josiah stay here. When he turns his back, let's run. And then I end up being the only one running.
Yeah. Hey, Tina. I can't.
Couldn't do it, man. Couldn't be no slave. Hey, y'all could. Anyhow, I'm not watching. We're not watching Polyamorous or whatever it's called.
No.
We're not watching that no more, y'all.
You watch.
Yeah, she got me hooked on Big Brother. Big Brother and the dumb girls of Atlanta. You know what? I think they...
Call them that?
Listen to me. I think they are... They hurt the image of the black woman sometimes.
Sometimes, yes, I will agree.
I do like the fact that they're very successful black women.
Very, yes.
But I don't like the fact that they don't show any camaraderie with each other. It's always be this, be that, fighting each other,
they
talking.
They start out trying to be...
Yeah, it's scripted.
And be nice to each other, but then it turns into one big mess and everybody's calling everybody a name, and I don't get down with that.
I don't like it either. I think that it does not do anything for black women and to show how they are their friendship is.
Yes, he did. That's what he calls them.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Now, I like Candy. I like Candy because Candy's very successful. She's business-minded and she's family-oriented. I like that. And she takes care of her man.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of her man. Todd can get some stuff if he wants it now.
Yeah.
If Todd wants him a brand new Mercedes.
Todd is a hard-working man, too.
If Todd wants him a Mercedes, boy, hey, Candy be like, what color you want? Color you want.
James, you want a Mercedes? What color you want?
I don't want a Mercedes. I'm a Beamer guy.
I know you are a Beamer.
I ain't got no BMW, y'all, because don't be saying nothing, hunting for me in a BMW. You never know who don't like you. That's our cue. You never know who don't like you on here, and they be, yeah, I'm going to find him. Throw a rock at his car. You got to watch people, man. People are something else. But, yeah, I think that show is, I think it was good when it was first brought out. Well, I mean, they still done the same thing. But I think it gets a little old.
Yeah.
It gets a little old watching successful African American women go at each other.
Yes.
That gets old.
Yes. The name calling is that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, the Bedroom Candy does get her paid, but you know, you gotta remember she was part of Escape. Uh-huh. And Escape was big, man. Escape was real big and they still are. And she, you know, I don't think she would be who she is if it wasn't for Escape. Everybody was on Escape when they come out. But she's such a smart businesswoman. Yeah. She, not only she got that, she got those restaurants, man, and she's doing The Shy. She's doing movies. You know, she can't be handling things. And I see why the rest of them girls are intimidated by her. Because she's very business minded. The verses between SWV. Yeah, I seen that. It was pretty good. I don't like those. I don't know. I like the verses, but I wish the verses would go back to being a celebratory type of thing between the two
artists.
Yeah, it's not a competition.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody now is trying to get Mary J. to go in the verses with somebody. I think they were calling, who were they calling that? Beyonce or something. But, you know, the verses is not about their talent. It is, but it isn't. It's about their catalogs. Mm. Now, if you got an extensive catalog like Mary J., man, it's hard to compete with that. She has a very extensive catalog. That's why I say it would take someone like Beyonce to be able to come near her. But I don't think Beyonce can touch it. Beyonce got the more famous and popular songs, but I just don't think that her catalog is deep as Mary's.
Yes.
Mary has a deep catalog. And I think I heard another podcast where they were talking about verses, and they were saying something about the greatest era of music, and I think those guys said 90s were the greatest era of music. I don't agree with that. I don't think 90s were the greatest era. I think 90s were the greatest transitional era of music, because that's when we was exposed to Pac and Biggie, and you know, NWA was doing their thing, and Public Enemy, you know, hip hop wise was doing their thing. New Edition was doing their thing. But I don't think that.
So what do you think the greatest era was?
We have so many. Sure. I think the greatest era of music was probably the 70s and 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they spawned off people like Marvin Gaye, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Michael Jackson,
Fire. Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. It was that. I think it was that time when we saw what R&B was truly made of, and then it opened the doors for people like Babyface and Teddy Riley and Guy and New Edition, mm-hmm. you know. But New Edition was in the thick of it in the 80s. I remember going to school, you know, listening to New Edition on them cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. I had a cassette player now.
Oh yeah,
I did.
He had at my babysitter's house.
I did.
Her oldest granddaughter had a cassette player out there, and we used to.
Yeah.
On the steps. She lived in an apartment complex.
It meant more. That era meant more, yes. Musical wise, because you had bands playing, you had, you know, live bands playing, and then you had, you know, artists that had that were saying things. Mm-hmm. You know, that were saying things. I'm about to run out of time.
Okay.
I appreciate you guys continuing to check out the show. I continue to bring it to you. We're going to bring you a whole new level of entertainment now, y'all. We have some great things. I got to get used to saying we. We have some great things. So I don't know if I be talking about, look at him talking about, she's sitting there. You know how people are? They be like, Miss Jay get on my nerves. Think he hot stuff. But, you know, mm-hmm. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that what we're getting ready to bring you is going to be great content. It's going to be great conversation. We're going to have many people on here, and it's going to be a good thing. And I thank you guys, you know, for continuing to support the show. And as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because He gives it to me each and every day. And we want that you to be able to do the same thing with each other. You know, tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody that you really got their back, and show them you got their back. Support your community. If you don't do nothing else, support your community, because it's important that your community receives the gift that you give them, and that you, in return, continue to give them the things that they need to be able to make sure that our young people are being led the right way. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, guys, join us on Monday show. You will not be disappointed. I promise you it's going to be a great show. And do something for somebody special this weekend. Go out, check out some of these festivals. Come out to the next festival next week of The Gift. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day.
And Trey.
All right. See you guys next week. All right, Facebook.